The name Gertrude Ellis is revered in geological circles. Senior lecturer in Earth Sciences, Sandy Smith.
I first heard about Gertrude Ellis when I took a book out of my college library, which was Newnham College in Cambridge, and I found in the frontispiece of the book was the name Gertrude Ellis. And she'd obviously used this herself when she was an undergraduate. So I found out who she was, and I asked in the Sedgwick Museum where she used to work about her, and I got some wonderful tales about her. She was a Victorian geologist, and she was a geologist in the time when, being a woman, it wasn't really respectable to go and do field work, which is the key to geology. She was born in 1872. She went up to university to study natural sciences at Cambridge, and she got a first-class degree in it, which was pretty good at the time. And then she went on to specialise in paleontology, which is the study of fossils. And a quite obscure branch of paleontology, she looked at little organisms called graptolites. And they're quite weird little organisms. Grapto comes from writing, lithos, lights on lithos on rock. It looks as if there were scrawls on rock, somebody, like somebody's drawing hieroglyphs on the rock. They're extinct today. They only existed in between about 500 million years ago and 330 million years ago, in a time called the Paleozoic era. And they evolved during this time, so they didn't look the same at 500 million years ago they did at 300 million years ago. And what Gertrude Ellis did was make a study of them through time in different rocks, see how they're evolving, and using those different graptolites at different times to be able to date the rocks. Because the idea is if you get the same graptolite in rocks very far apart, those rocks were the same age. So she was the person that really sorted out this very obscure but very important group of organisms. In Britain at the time, they mainly occurred in Wales. So she spent a lot of her time doing field work in Wales, going around with a rucksack and a chisel and a hammer and chiselling out rocks. She used to split them apart, find the graptolites in them, make notes about them, study them. And she produced over a time of about 12 years a treatise on the study of graptolites, which you still find it in libraries today, and it is taken out and used very much for geological mapping. If you can find a graptolite of a certain type, you can find out the age of that rock. She was recognised by the Geological Society of London in 1900. She got something called the Lyell Medal. But because she was a woman, she couldn't actually go to the Geological Society to collect her prize because women weren't allowed in the Geological Society. But when, at last, the Geological Society, I think 17 years later, started to admit women fellows, she was one of the first batch of women fellows that were allowed into the society. She was a very forceful character. To be a woman scientist, and particularly to be a field scientist at that time, I think you had to be. You had to have a lot of courage that what you were doing was correct, and to go out into the field on your own. At that time, for Victorian women, that wasn't particularly accepted as a thing to do. And there's wonderful photographs of her with a very long skirt on and boots. And that was her field gear with a rucksack on her back with a very large sort of trilby hat. She wasn't just a scientist. She worked with the Red Cross during the First World War. And she got the medal of the British Empire for doing it. She was the first woman to be given a readership, which is quite a high university teaching position, in the University of Cambridge. Even in the geology department at Cambridge today, she is just about remembered by some of the people who were there with her at the same time. She died in 1960. What Gertrude Ellis really pioneered and did, along with other geologists too, was that she believed that field work was the key to good geology. You had to see things in their spatial arrangements, and that was the key to really understanding rocks. And that is still absolutely true today. Our laboratory as a geologist is the field. I started doing geology in the late 60s. And in my final year as a geologist, I was the only woman doing it. And then I thought, well, I've got Gertrude Ellis' books. I'm still using them. She was a real inspiration. She managed it very well. And she did it 100 years before I did. So I'm sure I could survive all that too.
The Open University. For more information, go to www.open.ac.uk/science.